I am currently staring at the current world population count. And if you have never seen it before, just search current world population and then click I am on the site worldometers.info. Okay, and this is just, I'm staring at it and I have been for like 3 minutes now. Don't ask how I got here, but it happened. And it's still happening. Currently, there are 7,299,555,409,515, it's currently changing a lot. Okay, this makes me very emotional because it also tells the births, the deaths, and then, from today to this year. Now, that brings me to the point where, that brings me to my next point, I mean, where I say that who are we, okay? Who are we to think that we're alone? I mean, sometimes you just can't help it. Me, I could feel alone and be in like a crowded room with people talking everywhere. Does that make sense? Does that make me selfish? There are people being born. I was going to say birthed. There are people being born constantly, and there are people dying constantly. Then here I am, just feeling lonely. Or, who am I to feel sad because of a stupid thing? When there are, like I said, people dying every day. There are currently 10 million deaths just this year, and it is March. So, that's what I'm getting from this current world population. I am one of 7 plus billion. That's a lot. That's a lot of people. And this is getting very deep, but I'm in a weird part of my life where I'm just self-examining. I'm examining my thoughts. And I'm trying to see if I'm thinking the right things, if I'm doing the right things. I am basically trying to be a better person. And I think it comes with, you know, understanding that some things don't matter. Some things are just temporary and there's no need to. There's no need to be sad for a long amount of time about it. I mean, emotions are inevitable. You can't really help them. They just happen. But we are the ones who, you know, help ourselves. I just want to be better. This goes off of, like, the topic that I was talking about 2 audios ago, where I was feeling selfish about a certain thing. Because I don't even know why. But, you know, that thing can be really small when it comes to, you know, looking at the big picture. So what I'm trying to do is change my mindset. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to look at the brighter side of things. I want to be a better person, and not, you know, think about I'm trying to find an example. Not think about, you know, oh, they went out to sushi without me. They didn't even invite me. Sometimes I get really sad when I find out, like, someone, you know, or, let's see, man, or, wow, that girl is so pretty, why can't I look like that? you know, jealousy, or just bitterness over a certain thing. I don't want to be that. I'm trying. I'm trying my hardest. And I encourage everybody else to do the same. Try to flush out. And I'm using the actual gesture of flushing a toilet. I want you to take those negative thoughts, whether it be about yourself, about another person, I want you to flush it, okay? Unless that person is completely and utterly the worst person in the world. There are some bad people in the world. You can keep a little bit of negativity about that. But for the most part, for things that barely matter, for things that matter less than the amount of, you know, hunger in the world, people dying in the world, people in worse situations. For things that you can just flush so easily down the toilet. Should I use a different example? I just want you to do that. Well, you don't have to, because I can't really make you. But I'm gonna do it. And I want you to join me. Sorry if this is weird. I'm just going through a transition in my life where I'm trying to, like I said, have I said this? Do some self-improvement physically and mentally and just like character-wise. There are a lot of things in my life where, or examples in my life, or, yeah, where I was just such a, not hateful, but I was kind of bitter, not bitter, I don't know, but I could be better, okay, and I want to be, and I hope to be, and that's what I really want to do in 2015, and I'm on the right track. I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, but I'm still staring at the world population. We're already at 7,299,556,749,50,53,55,56,59,60,65,60. Oh, my. Yeah, that's just a crazy thing to look at, and then you think they may seem like they're just numbers, but that's, you're one of them. You're one of those numbers, and it's a lot. It's a lot of numbers. I'm kind of getting lightheaded from looking at all the numbers. Numbers are just numbers. Sometimes age is just a number, but that's a different audio. If you want an audio about my take on age, let me know. All right. I don't know what this was. Hope you're not annoyed. I'm trying not to be annoying, but that kind of fails sometimes, or all the time, every time. Just every audio, I'm annoying. But yeah, I'm in a very weird mood, like I said. But I'm happy. Thank you for the concerns as well. Just in case you were wondering, I'm very happy. I'm content, okay? There, that's the word. I'm content. I'm liking how things are. I'm living life. Live life right now. I was just talking to a friend about this. I'm always thinking of the future and, you know, looking forward to things and, you know, thinking of worrying about things like months from now or years from now. And it kind of affects how I live in the present. So one of my other goals is to, you know, think more in the present. I can think in the future, but, you know, not as much as I do. Like, for example, if I'm doing something early in the week and then I know something's gonna happen the weekend, I'm always thinking about the weekend. And then I am just spending my whole day, you know, worrying about a certain thing or, you know, if that makes any sense. But does that have anything to do with what I was talking about? Has anything that I've talked about in this audio make sense or come together? Because I feel like it's all just one big clump of me trying to preach. And that's not what I want to do. I just want to say how I feel, what I want to be. I'm just striving to be a better person. And like I said, not like I said. Well, maybe. Did I say this? It's all in you and me, and it's so... Look at the numbers! They're moving so quickly. What are these numbers? Ah! And then I, like, fall on the floor, and then the recording ends up recording for, like, 50 more minutes, and then I wake up from, like, a complete, faint, or... from passing out, and then I say, oops, and then I post it, and then people will think I'm weird. But people already think I'm weird, so that's not the word. I've never passed out before. Wow. Yeah, I haven't. No, I've fallen asleep. I've fallen asleep. Have you fallen asleep before? I'm just kidding. I know you haven't fallen asleep before. God, I'm just kidding. Again. Okay, I'm not funny. I need to remember that I'm not funny and I'm not Martin Luther King. I can't do speeches. Actually, I'm not bragging or anything, but on my public speech, I got a 99 out of 100. And the only reason why I got 99 was because apparently I had one less source than I was supposed to have. But I used one of the sources twice, so doesn't that count? Ugh. Come on. Okay, I'm gonna go. Thanks if you've gotten this far. I've already annoyed myself 5 times. Just in this audio, not in the whole day. If I had the whole day, I'd need a whole population count. But it's not a population, it's just a count of how many times I've annoyed myself. Hope you're well. Let me know how you're doing. I'd like to help you if you're having a hard time because, you know, I care. Okay? Okay. Good night, good morning, good afternoon. It's always nice talking to you. I will check back in with you in a couple days, or maybe tomorrow. Who knows? I'm very spontaneous. Okay. The world current population is 7,299,557,699. 700. Wow. Okay. Wow. I unlocked my phone and then it locked because I was talking too much. Okay. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.